USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western United States as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in six states, with millions baking under record high temperatures. The Beckwith Complex fire in eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. And the death toll on the condominium tower collapse in Surfside, Florida has risen to 90 as crews continue to uncover more victims. Officials say that 31 people are still potentially unaccounted for as crews search through the rubble of the 12-story building for the 18th day. Authorities say they've been able to identify 62 of the 90 victims so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The CDC says it's concerned about the rapid spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, especially through communities with low rates of vaccination. Some areas in the Midwest are seeing the Delta strain account for 80% of new cases of COVID. With the spread of Delta in some areas, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he doesn't understand the amount of hesitancy to get vaccinated against the virus. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS's Face the Nation that many countries envy the U.S.'s abundance of vaccines.
When you hear people at rallies talking, don't get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated, it doesn't make any sense, because we're talking about a public health issue that is life-saving for you, your family, as well as your community. So you're right, we are in a very difficult position. We have more vaccines in this country than we know what to do with. Everybody and anybody can get vaccinated, and we have people throughout the world who would do anything to get vaccinated because they appreciate the importance of safeguarding their health. So it's a very, very frustrating situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space Sunday morning, joining three other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. The flight is a landmark for Virgin, who plans to begin commercial space flights in 2022. He's also beaten another billionaire into space by several days. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos will fly on a Blue Horizon rocket later this month, as his company also works to develop a space tourism business. Veteran astronaut Tom Jones believes the launch is a big step towards building a space tourism industry. The veteran of four space shuttle missions tells Fox News that Virgin's suborbit flights can actually open up space travel to more people.
It's a great step forward because it's the opening of the door to space tourism, and that's a new expansion of the economy in space. We go from communication satellites and weather satellites and transmitting phone calls through space. Now we're opening up the doors to tourism. There have been 8 tourists to visit the International Space Station, but because of this suborbital venture, Virgin Galactic, the trip is shorter, but it's cheaper, and so it opens access to a wider population of prospective space travelers. So I anticipate that this company is going to go forward within the year to fly passengers. We've got Jeff Bezos competing for the same business. And then the orbital tourism market will open up, where SpaceX already has a space capsule. Boeing will soon have one. They'll be flying tourists on their orbital craft to hotels in space, as well as the International Space Station. So it's really exciting to see this door open.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.